ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। पञ्चभे कुले साधम पञ्चभि कुरुते स्वाहम पञ्चविधात पञ्चभि पञ्चविधात पञ्चभि एकस्तु चोदशेनात्रि एकस्तु स्वयं सप्तदशो स्मृते स्वयं सप्तदशो स्मृते पञ्चभिः कुरुते स्वार्थम् पञ्चविधात पञ्चभिः एकस्तु स्वदशेनात्रि स्वयं सप्तदशो स्मृते। With the five working senses. Voice, arms, legs, hands, and genitals. Kurute performs Swartham, his desired interest. Pancha, the five object senses. Sound, form, touch, aroma, and taste. Veda, nose. Atha, thus. Panchami, by the five senses of perception. Hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting, and feeling. Ekaha, the one. But Sodasena, by these 15 items and the mind, Rin, the three categories of experiences, happiness, distress, and a mixture of both. Swayam, he, the living entity himself. Saptadasaha, the seventeenth item. Asmute, enjoys. Above the five senses of perception, the five working senses, and the five object senses, is the mind, which is the 16th element. Above the mind is the 17th element, the soul, the living being himself, who, in cooperation with the other 16, enjoys the material world alone. The living being enjoys three kinds of situations, namely happy, distressful, and mixed. Every human being in work with his hands, legs, and other senses, just to achieve a certain goal according to his concocted ideas. One tries to enjoy the five sense objects, namely form, sound, taste, aroma, and touch, not knowing the actual goal of life, which is to satisfy the Supreme Lord. Because of disobeying the Supreme Lord, one is put into material conditions, and he then tries to improve his situation in a concocted way, not designed to follow the instructions of the Supreme Personality of God. Nevertheless, the Supreme Lord is so kind that he counts himself to instruct the bewildered divinity how to act obediently and then gradually return home back to God. Or he can attain an eternal, peaceful life of bliss and knowledge. The divinity has a body which is a very complicated combination of the material elements, and with this body he struggles alone as indicated in this verse by the word ekasu. For example, if one is struggling in the ocean, he must swim through it alone. Although many other men and aquatics are swimming in the ocean, he must take care of himself because no one else will help him. Therefore, this verse indicates that the 17th item, the soul, must work alone. Although he tries to create society, friendship and love, no one will be able to help him but Krishna, the Supreme Lord. Therefore, his only concern should be how to satisfy Krishna. That is also what Krishna wants. People by material conditions tend to be united. But although they strive for unity among men and nations, all their attempts are futile. Everyone must struggle alone for existence with the many elements of nature. Therefore, one's only hope, as Krishna advises, is to surrender to him. For he can help one become free from the ocean of nations. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore prayed, Ayi nanda tanda kinkaram patitam mam shame vamudo kripayata vapada pankaja sitaguri tradisham chintaya. O Krishna, beloved son of Nanda Maharaj, I am a human servant, but somehow or other I have fallen into the ocean of nations. And although I am struggling very hard, there is no way I can save myself. If you kindly pick me up and fix me as one particle of dust at your lotus feet, that will save me. In a similar way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also sang, Anadi karma phale padi bhavarna vejale tadi bharena dekhi upai. My dear Lord, I cannot remember when I somehow or other fell into this ocean of nations. And now I can find no way to rescue myself. We should remember that everyone is responsible for his own life. If one individual becomes a pure glory of Krishna, he is then delivered from the ocean of nations. This is the conclusion of the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's right here in this very important and verse. If you can understand it, this is the conclusion of the Bhagavatam. Saranam Parityaja Mamitam Saranam Raja. It's mentioned. Krishna also explains in Bhagavad Gita that give up everything, surrender to me. And probably when he hears some very concocted ideas, would you give up? All concocted ideas and surrender to Krishna. All problems in the world will completely solve when you can take shelter of Krishna. Because why? Because Krishna is the one who can solve problems. He is so lucky, everything comes from him. Samaham Sarvabhuteshu, Nema Justice, Imapriya, Jay Bhajanti, Mahamantra, Maitre Sujapriya. Krishna says, Jay Bhajanti, one who worships me, Jay Bhajanti, Sujapriya, he is beautiful. Samaham Sarvabhuteshu, all the living things are equal to all. But Jay Bhajanti, those who worship me, I am very dear to them. Sujapriya. Priya means dear. All the other attempts in the material world, everyone must struggle for existence with many elements of nature. And people, bewildered by material conditions, try to be united, but although they strive for unity among man and nation, all their attempts are futile. It's useless. Srava eva hi kevalam. Bhagavatam says, if you don't have Krishna consciousness,
is a futile endeavor without Krishna. If it is material world, the situation today, they have everything you need. Car, home, a nice home, near the sea, you get fresh air, nice, you design your own home, right? Piece of land, family, bank balance, a good job. All things you need maturely, you need any habit. But still, anxiety is there. Underneath there is suffering there. Struggle for existence. That's why Krishna says, Aparamatmana Loka Narayana Arjuna. From the highest planet in the material world, Paraloka, down to the lowest planet, Aparamatmana Loka, this place of misery, the suffering. That's the reality. They try to hide it. It's all very nice here. Somebody dies, they put the body away immediately, take away. But they don't want to show people that we are suffering, we're dying. Immediately they put it away. Clean it up. Everything, facade. It all looks good in the front. Mature, it all looks good. But behind is all for suffering. Like a deer, a young deer. And they're born, they're jumping around, yeah. Everything's smooth, so nice feeling, young body, and they're eating the grass, jumping around. Doesn't know the tiger is coming. That is our situation in this world. We think everything is going so well. I'm gone. Coronavirus. Stress, anxiety, jobs lost. We think we have got it all. Secure life. You work very hard to secure your life. Insecure, secure. It's a big word, huh? Security. There's no security in this world. Aparayam prasthanyam, Krishna said. There's another world. Aparayam prasthanyam. There's another world. That world is Vaikuntha, spiritual world, where there is no sun and moon or electricity. It is self-satisfaction, atmanam, full happiness. And we forget that. We try to make ourselves a permanent situation in this world, but it's full of misery here. We work so hard to build a home, and live a good life, have family, but suddenly, the reality of the material world is that it is full of, like I said, we struggle for existence. Only Krishna can deliver us from this struggling material existence. That's why it says mentioned here. Anadi karma phale paribhavana ve jale tarivare na dekhi upaye mariyo. I cannot remember when I somehow or other fell into this ocean of nations. And now I can find no way to deceive myself, to rescue myself. We should remember that everyone is responsible for his own life. This Prabhupada is saying in this book. If an individual becomes a pure devotee of Krishna, he is then delivered from the ocean of nations. Only Krishna can protect us. Not Brahma, not Shiva, not Ganesh. They cannot protect you. They can give you happiness, they can give you a better home, but they cannot deliver you from these nations of material existence. Take you back home, back to market. They can give you a better life. That is an entanglement. They can entangle you in this world. We are trying to unentangle. We were trying to go back to Krishna. We don't want to stay here. We want to go to Krishna where we can live truly in eternal happiness. Everyone's looking for happiness, but that happiness is not here in this world. Atma Bhavana Loka, that's what Krishna says. Again and again, this material world is a place of misery. And our effort
to stay here is a futile endeavor. Yudhishthira Maharaj asked, what is the most surprising thing? And he said, we see everyone in front of us dying. I'm thinking, it never happened to me. I'm okay. We never think I'm going to be next. In fact, we are dying every day. We are dying every day from the childhood, the body that we had when we were young age. We don't have any more. What happened to that young body? That means we are dying. Death is coming. And one day we have to completely die with the body. We have to give up everything we have in this world. Temporary or short-term. The happiness in this world is temporary. Like you need to replay the food. Then you're hungry again. Again you have to eat. So, Krishna says, Aparinami, come to me. That's why he's playing the flute. Come to me. Come on, look at me. Here I am. I have to go here first. Somewhere else. We have the arati and then you're looking somewhere else. We have the guru puja, you're looking somewhere else. Krishna is calling us. Come on, come on. Sarva dharma paritaja. Surrender unto me, give up everything. He's telling us. He himself came here 5,000 years ago. Kali kali na rupe Krishna vata. In Kali Yuga, Krishna is bearing his name. He appeared in his name. When he chanted his name, we chanted Hare Krishna. We are associated with Krishna. Krishna is bearing his name. That's why we can chant Hare Krishna. Always, because we are not tired or exhausted, because the holy name is Krishna. Krishna is full of bliss, full of eternity, full of energy. He's there in the name. So everything, all spiritual energy comes from Krishna. So if one associates with Krishna, chant his name, glorify him. Hatatam kipayam dhavam, ratam tasta dhirabhata, dhirabhata, with full conviction and faith. Hatatam, always chant his name, always. Hatatam kipayam dhavam. Always, devotees always thinking of Krishna, always chanting his name. That's what Krishna said. Think of me, become my devotee, worship me. Pay obeisance to me. Why did he say that? Because this is the process. Everything else is not the process. You can work so hard, earn money, build a nice house. But the only thing that is going to take with us is Krishna. Everything can be here. Like the Christian, they said, ashes to ashes. Our body itself will become ashes, ashes to ashes. Nothing. That's the reality. We don't think of it. We work so hard and at the end we get nothing. Yet body is turned to ashes. In India we have plenty of ashes. We burn our body. Here going earth, they put it in the ground, same thing. So think about it. You chant Hare Krishna. Every time you open your mouth and utter the name of Krishna, every time you chant Hare Krishna, every time you read the verse from the Bhagavad Gita, from the Bhagavad Gita, today is Vijaya Jayanti, is the day when Krishna himself spoke the Bhagavad Gita 5,000 years ago. Jayanti, victory. The victory is when we are on Krishna's side, not on Maya's side. Everything is Krishna's, Maya too, but better to be on Krishna's side. Just like if you have a tree, and right next to the tree, there is shadow. You want me? So the tree wall is his reflection. There's no real pleasure here, it's shadow. Like in India, they say, hey, backside. Behind us. So this material world is a place Krishna experience. So Gita 19, today Krishna spoke about Gita
hundreds of years ago, Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. Sakhacheti, he said, Krishna said, Arjuna is my friend and a devotee. So that's why he was qualified to hear Bhagavad Gita. So Bhagavad Gita is not only for Arjuna. It's meant for all people of this world. Let's read now, Gita Mahatmya. Glory to the Gita. Gita Masya. By Vivekananda, they wrote commentary on Bhagavad Gita. And Srila Prabhupada, he wrote Bhagavad Gita as it is, Jagannatha. Right? Bhagavad Gita as it is. Why did he say as it is? Because if I said, Madhavji or Prabhu, can you bring a glass of water? And then you go to get the water and think, you know, maybe Prabhu would like water, milk better. And put some milk with nuts, like in India, I will give you fresh milk in the morning with nuts, saffron. But he asked for water. So Bhagavad Gita, jatha jatha as it is. No speculation. As Krishna spoke, exactly, his pure devotees, mano vijnam avichayate, his pure devotees, they do exactly what Krishna wants. No speculation. That's why Bhagavad Gita as it is. Sri Bhagavan Vacha, Sarvadharam Pratyaja Mamakam Saranam Praja. Krishna said, Bhagavan Vacha, surrender to me. So, someone who translates the Bhagavad Gita, his interest is not his own interest, it's in the interest of Krishna. Because he loves Krishna. So, Bhagavad Gita has to be written by a devotee, like Prabhupada. That's why it's called as it is. Someone who doesn't like Krishna, a professional Bhagavad Gita writer, a professor, they will give you talk about Bhagavad Gita in the university. And then he finish, you go outside, light a cigarette. So Bhagavad Gita has to be written by a devotee. One who is a devotee. That's why Prabhupada wrote Bhagavad Gita as it is. He didn't say, Sri Bhagavan Vacha Krishna said, in my opinion, this and this. Then the meaning, the real meaning of Bhagavad Gita, which is to surrender to Krishna, is lost, is not there. He had a different idea. That's why he says here, concocted idea. Concoction. If you want to make a roti, chapati, right? The Indian Mataji is there, really bread in chapati. So you make a chapati. And then he asked me to make. I make chapati in the kitchen, big stack, 70, 80. After 1 hour, there's still chapati left. Very, very ugly, thick, not cooked properly. And chapatis come from the Indian homes, Mataji, they're gone instantly. Because they know how to cook it. So my point I'm making, we have to follow the system. Bhagavad Gita we have to read, that's written by his pure devotees. Written by Vaishnava, Prabhupada, yatha yatha, as it is. No concoction. In my opinion, you will not become a single devotee. That's why Srila Prabhupada, when he wrote the Bhagavad Gita, hundreds of devotees, you ask any people that they became a devotee, they said, I read a Gita. Very difficult to sell books, distribute books. But those who, Prabhupada said, those who distribute my books, they are almost devotees. They are soldiers, they are in the street, distribute books. Very difficult to distribute books. But you have to have a taste by chanting Hare Krishna. I love chanting Hare Krishna because I just feel so good. Similarly, there are devotees who like to distribute books. It's not easy to stop people on the street and distribute their books. Maybe some bad books like pornography or something, they'll take it. But for their reward, religious, no. So it's difficult. So, we have to pray to Krishna. Please allow me to serve you. Please allow me to distribute your books. Please allow me to associate with devotee. Develop taste for chanting Hare Krishna. Oh no, I don't want to chant Hare Krishna. There you go again. No, we have to have desire. Initial desire. That desire, Krishna is there. I'm sitting in the heart. And I'm given the guidance when I see them, they're sincere. So when Krishna sees your heart, he's sitting in our heart and he sees you. You're enthusiastic, you want to, genuinely want to serve him. Then he sends people to you. They yeah, how many books? Do you have books? Krishna will send sincere souls. Prabhupada said, when he went to America, he sat down on a tree. People came because he was so sincere to follow the instruction of his Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. It is not easy to go to America with no money, elderly man, no place to stay. But because he surrendered to the instruction of his Guru Maharaj, he said, I don't care. I'm going there. My purpose is to follow the orders of my Guru. And he said, I'm here now. Make me like a doll, make me dance. Engage me in your service, like you brought me here. Engage me. Allow me to serve you. So if you have this attitude, Krishna will send the sincere soul, like Prabhupada. All these sincere people came. This is how we have this Sangha movement today. You go on the street, oh, I'll distribute this book, I'll do this. You will be struggling. We have to have the humble attitude. Tina Bhishuni Jayanam, Tadavaka Bhishuna, humble on the cross, tolerant on the tree. That's the criteria which I'm Hare Krishna, to serve Krishna. I'm going to sit down. Even in the sore throat, you can't sing. I have to go see Malati for treatment. We have to have the attitude. Pray to Krishna, how I can serve you. That's why Radharani has a hand like this. Why she has a hand like this? She's blessing us. Blessing people come to her. She's merciful. She is Vajni Shakti. She's flesh potency of Krishna. She is most merciful, magnanimous. So she's blessing. So, if we go to distribute books, it's a very difficult job. I met you yesterday in the street. He came back after 1 hour. It was very tough. I remember the first time they sent me out on the street to distribute books, way back in the 80s. I just came here from India in the 1980s. And they are dropping off to go to different places. So they dropped me off a big box of books and Peace Street Mall in Sydney. So they said, no, 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 to you. Complete the box. I said, and how I couldn't stop anybody. It's so tough. Everybody was rushing. I couldn't stop anyone. So I got really, really frustrated. 1 hour I couldn't stop anyone. So I had to think of ways. So they told me you have to different mantra. And then there was one guru named Rupati, very famous book distributor. He's in Sydney. So he showed me how to stop people. So he's a very tall, big guy, American. And he punched them in the arm. Hey, good enemy, sir. Are you out of town? Or are you from here? Hey. And then it works for him, not me. And this one guy, I saw him in the arm. They looked at me, what are you? Hey, good enemy, are you out of town? They look at me like, who are you? You know? This doesn't work, this mantra. So I was really frustrated. 1 hour went by, I couldn't distribute a cracker, you know. And I thought, oh, Krishna, what to do? And I had this big box of books at BGG. So I was thinking, oh. I was like really angry. That time I was only 16. So, yeah, this karma, you know, they're just rushing around for much of life. You know, just like we said, I'm not going to leave any time. I'm going to just stop them. So I said, hey, you! Stop right there!
Give me $20. No lines. This, I'm not going to try to sell books. I'm going to do the gang sign. And he stopped. Yeah. By the way, no books. So then that was like inspiration. After that, I was just selling books like hotcakes. That went well. So I told the story when I came back to the temple. They were laughing, like you. He said, I'm going to try this. And then it doesn't work, you have to be my color. They said, you're like every gunda. And they said, that's okay. And they clean, so, but I was really determined to just give a book, really determined. One hour went. But I wasn't disturbed. I was very frustrated, but I didn't give up. I was thinking, I'm going to go in the shop and have a drink. No, I was going for it. So 1 hour went by, I kept trying, because Krishna's testing me. What's my reaction? How am I going to deal with myself? So sometimes result doesn't come. You have to work hard for it. Krishna sees, this is my point, Krishna sees your endeavor, your sincerity. He said in our heart. That's what he said in the Bhagavad Gita. He said, I'm sitting in my heart. When he sees your sincerity, like just like Prabhupada. He sat under the tree. He said, I'm here. I'm attached to the result. I'm exceeding my order to my guru. Sincerely. I'm not giving up. I'm here now, sent sincere souls. And these people came. This is how movement started. So we have to understand this technique. Be sincere. We're not trying to be a big hero. Arjuna was a real hero. But he said, I shall surrender unto you. Shadi Mam Twam Prapannam. Arjuna said, I'm surrender, so please instruct me. That was his idea. That was his mentality. We have to be sincere to surrender to our guru. Arjuna didn't say, oh, you are God, you are my friend, just, I have no worries. But still, he was gently humble. And he was a special person. Arjuna, Sakacheti, he is Krishna's friend and a devotee. So he is the chosen one. He's the qualified person. Prabhupada is the qualified. He's the chosen one. His godbrothers went. They came back like impossible. No meeting, no Gandhi, no respect, no investigation. No TV. What's left? He couldn't convince anybody. He said, I couldn't do it. They all came back, his godbrothers. Because Prabhupada was the one to do it. He's the chosen one. But he can also see his action. It wasn't easy, he had a heart attack. Others, he went. They came back. Prabhupada kept going. So, we are going to be tested. So when you go out to distribute books, it's going to be very tough. People, I remember, I was at Bhaktivinoda Nandana in UK, and the devotees, they had two groups of devotees. Brahmacharis, they have the Sankirtan devotees. Their job is to just go every day and distribute books. You know? And so I said, I want to be part of that. Because they get all the special treatment, special visharam. I said, yeah, you have to be part of that group. Go out to the books, then you can get that treatment. I said, yeah, okay. So I went. So tough. In Australia it was much easier. And I had this clipboard. So you have a clipboard, as if you're writing something. You're just pretending to be. So that idea is to stop people with that. At least get them to stop and talk to you. So they wear it in their face. And then, what do you want? Then he got conversation going. And then he can start talking. They said, books. I couldn't do it. It was freezing cold. And maybe when people, they just want to get home. Freezing cold, finish work, they don't want to be bothered by anybody, anyone. super tough. And I was just so cold, I said, I'm going to go inside the shopping mall, there's warm in there. And so that was the day, that's it. I said, no, I'm not doing it. I'll just have a simple pajama. I don't need this treatment. So it's so tough. Those surrender devotees, every day they go out. That's why Krishna says, those who preach my glory, they bleed me. You know, you can have a good time here, everything's going for you, people serving you. No, they work for it. I know I was in a group. I am from this one by birth, like from childhood. And we went to see Maharaj when I was in Guru. So we're all sitting with him, and they bought him a big plate of prasadam, steaming hot all about 2 weeks, puff like that. And we don't get to eat that thing in India. That's all for sannyasis. And we're like, oh my God, and when are we going to get that? And he was eating in front of us. So he said, when you become sannyasi like me, you can also eat. I said, oh, I'm not going to be a sannyasi for that. So I was thinking, like in a bad way, but they worked hard. They deserve that prasadam. That's the attitude of the children. They work really hard. So, if you want to be a soldier, a real soldier in the battlefield, we are in the kitchen cooking, we are also soldiers, because when they get back home, we feed them. So they need prasadam. So everyone is in the family of Shri Prabhupada, working hard, is part of the army. We are armed. We're not sitting here. Devotees work really hard. And I woke up today, 3:30, and I'm here, so I'm still here for them. By the time people go to work, we already been up for 5 hours. They said, oh, you're not going to get a job. We've been up already from 4 o'clock while you're sleeping. And throughout the day, we have so much duty to do, cooking. This devotees are very hard working. In fact, those people out there, they're not doing their job. Their real job, Satakajini Vishnu, our real job is to serve God. Purpose of human life, our real existence is to serve Bhagavan, is to serve Krishna. If you don't serve Krishna, then you're going to suffer, like it's mentioned here. So, we are devotees. If you want to have a family, have children, you have a job, but in your mind you're thinking, my real job is to serve Krishna. Other things are just artificial. You have to do it for the purpose of surviving. But underneath, you're anxious to go to the temple. You're anxious to serve Krishna. Like a lotus in the water, but not transparent. You're working, Krishna says, you're working hard, you're associating with karmis, non-devotees. It's not easy to chant Hare Krishna at the same time, yet maintain family and work out there and earn money, and you chant your Ram, associate with devotees, take prasadam, read Bhagavatam. Where's the time? But because you make the effort, you're thinking, oh Krishna, please forgive me, I have a family to maintain, but I really want to chant nicely, I really want to associate. You're always eager in your heart. That itself, Krishna wishes. So Krishna will make arrangement for you. He'll make life more easier. But we have to have that desire, that strong desire in our heart to serve Krishna. You have everything going, nice family, nice children, everyone is, oh, Krishna, very sweet, everything like all around. And your sister, son, everyone is really good. They're all working, going well, smooth. And you're thinking, ah, oh, Ram said, I've got everything going, I don't understand Hare Krishna. That can slip in also in our relationship. So that's why we have to always remind ourselves. Material life is not everything. It's uncertain. Suddenly, disease comes. So we need to always remind ourselves, my real business is to serve Krishna, to go back to Godhead. Everything else around here is assisted. So even as devotees, we have to remind ourselves, how I'm going to chant my rounds, the quality rounds, not how I'm going to jump, finish up, I need to jump across 16 rounds, no worries. Put the beads there, and on the racket, pick it up the next day, because it's only round. So the Dham Kirtan Dhamam, we need to chant always, not just 16 rounds, finish down, jump like a machine gun. Chant with quality, with love, with feelings, affection. Hare Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is chanting, tears coming from his eyes, torrents of rain. There's so much tears, like they're collecting in the bucket. Tears from his eyes. Gadgada, his voice soaking up, hair standing in. That's quality of chanting. That's the definition of love. Oh Krishna, where are you? The Goswami, they're running after Krishna. Are you under the street? Are you under the sea? Where are you? They are the purest devotee of Krishna. They are eternal associate of Krishna. They are in that mood. They are with Krishna. Prabhupada, why Prabhupada is sitting there in straight cross in front of the deity? Because he wants to see the deity. All our devotees, our deities, Prabhupada, he's right across in front of the deity because he wants to see Prabhupada. I'm a Krishna. And his eyes, soft tears from his eyes, which no one can see. I see him when Chandra and my eyes close. When you open, there's no water in there. Where they are, we're chanting. So we need to have deep love for Krishna. Not everything is going well. No. It's all Krishna's mercy. It's all Prabhupada's mercy. It's his hard work. We have everything we have today, the comfort we have today, is his hard work. Don't even think for a moment that I deserve it. It's his mercy that I have this nice Vishal, this nice hand. Everything that we have, we simply need to manage it nicely, maintain it nicely for his pleasure. Don't think that I am here to enjoy. Temple is not meant for lazy people. This is, Prabhupada, our spiritual master, has worked hard to establish this movement. If everybody in Melbourne chanting Hare Krishna, then we can sit back. There are so many people, not devotees. There's so much work to do. You go to distant books, everybody has an offense. Especially Indian people, they say, oh, I already have it. But they're not practicing, they give me everything. How many Indian restaurants are vegetarian? In India, there we are so fortunate. Krishna himself appeared in India, Lord Ram. Dhamma Khetra, Kurukshetra. India is a place of religion. Lord himself appeared there. We are so lucky to take our parents, our birth there. Krishna is our doorstep. So we come here, we imitate to be Westerner. That's the greatest unfortunate. Bharat Bhumi, our real job, born in Bharat Bhumi, the world of Manasya Janma Jaha, we take a birth in a religious place like India. Bharat Bhumi, we are very fortunate. Sadhak Purikala Paravapakar, our real business is to sadhaka, is to preach to others, be successful in our own life spiritually. Isn't it? So Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Krishna today, 5,000 years ago. 5,000 years, 100 years, doesn't matter. Instructions is as ever fresh. Prabhupada, he left his body in 1977, but he said his instructions here. He is here in his instruction. Krishna is here in his words. When you read Bhagavad Gita, those are his words. Yogakshema Maham Yam. He said, I carry what they lack, like, so what they have. He's caring for you. vegetables, fruits, not from the supermarket. Anna bhavati bhutani parilayana sambhava. From the rain comes rain. And because the rain is the rain comes because of yajna, jagat bhavati parilayana, jagat karma sambhava. Because of sacrifice, your sacrifice, there's rain. The Krishna is bringing fruits up. Fruits, vegetables, rice, grain, milk. He's bringing for us. It's His mercy. He's carrying. Yogakshema Bahamya. Bahami. Bahami means I carry. I carry. There was this Mataji and the Brahman. So this Brahman was reading this same verse. Bahami. He said, so she said, I don't believe. I don't believe that Krishna carries, God carries, like you said. So the Brahman, the true word, Jagatkshema Mahamya, I carry what they like, is what they have. So he cut that. He cut it. Because he said it's not like that. As he said, so they both argued. So the Brahmana went begging. Those are the Brahmanas, they beg what they get, that's their meat. They're deep for naked, they have the same name. That's the Brahmins. So he went begging, he couldn't get a thing on that day. Meanwhile, small boy came to the house. The Brahmana's wife was at home. This boy is blue color, and he was carrying vegetable, rice, milk, like people bring here, the temple they put here. So this small boy was carrying and put it down. And he was tired. So he turned around and he saw a fruity cut in the back. He said, oh, he is so beautiful and he is so cute. And who did that to you? She said, your husband. In the Bahamia, you cut that too. So he had that cut in his back and he went away. So the Brahma came back home. There were, he didn't give me anything. He was begging the whole day and he came back empty-handed. And then she had all this food at home. She said, wow, well, who want this? But he recovered his back. Then he realized, when Krishna says, Bahamyam, his instruction, his words, is not different from him. You understand my point? So Krishna is giving us everything. He is the owner. When he says, I protect you, do not worry. If you become sincere to serve me, I will send, I will help you from within. He means it. He is not making false promises like our people, human beings and leaders. Oh, vote me. After some time they forget. They feel in their pocket. They forget the citizens. Krishna is all loving, all merciful. He sacrificed himself for others. Sudama Vipra, he came to see Krishna. Krishna himself was worshipping him. He's gone. He got down and he worshipped him, washed his feet. So Krishna, he worships his devotees. He's humble to his devotees. He's enjoying seeing his devotees enjoying. So the material world, he's made clear here, this material world is a place of misery. To read to you. Although he tries to create society, friendship and love, no one will be able to help him but Krishna, the Supreme Lord. Sri Ram Sabhutanam Ketamasa Nichati. Krishna says, I'm the friend of all living entities. I can't say that, I'm the friend of all living entities. Only Krishna. Because he's sitting in everyone's heart as a super soul. We are not sitting in everyone's heart. You may have your wife, children, they're individual persons. You're not sitting in their heart. If they are in distress, you're so far away. You can't do nothing. But Krishna is in your heart. He'll be right there for you. Immediately. When people have misery, they run to the hospital. Only Krishna can help. your dearest person, rich person, they can help you. So we try to create society, love, friendship. Without devotee, this means a failure. You see, people become devotee and they have so many friends who are not devotees. They say, he become Hare Krishna. He can't worship anymore, he can't eat anymore, he can't, you know, so many things. He has to give up. But we have a higher pleasure. Our pleasure doesn't depend on sense gratification. Our pleasure is simply chanting Hare Krishna. Suppose we eat all day, halwa, puri, breakfast, lunch, we're going to die. Even if we have enjoyment, we can't eat all day and night. Eat less, do kirtan this morning. If we think you're enjoying, okay, sit down, have a big breakfast, and then big lunch, big, and then don't do anything, sit around, you'll die. So what gives us pleasure? Service. Shevan Krihi Vadao. Swayam Meva Srutala. Seva. Through service. Our happiness through service. Some people say serve the humanity. We don't serve the humanity. We are serving Krishna. Krishna didn't say in Bhagavad Gita, serve the people and not me. He said, Sarva Dharma, serve me. Mama, Mama, Mata, become my devotee, worship me. He didn't say, serve the humanity. He said, you can serve me, through me you can serve the humanity. That's the point. If a big tree, if you want to have a nice fruit from a tree, what do? You look for a tree that is a very good tree, that produces that fruit. That's because that tree is being nourished nicely by watering the root. So, if you want to have a nice tree, what do? You water the root of the tree. Then you have emerged. Not eat leaves and fruits and branches and flowers. You don't water all that. You water the root of the tree. Then the whole tree emerges. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, he worship me, everything God and I can take care of. And we go to Bhagavan. Oh God, give us a daily bread. He's making bread for you. Toasty Bhagavan. Thank you. Even go now. And you. I got my bread. Daily bread. He is not like that. Everything Prabhupada used to say, Rasaha Matsakanteya. Prabhupada used to say, when the devotee drinks water, he's thinking, the taste of the water is Krishna. We're always thinking of Krishna. By His mercy, we can move our body. Maya Dakshina Bhakti is material energy is working under His direction. Nothing moves without His mercy. That is the glory understanding. That's what Bhagavad Gita says. You can be a rich man, strong, big muscle, you work out every day. Krishna just goes, He takes your breath away every day. You see this at last, the universe. Sweating. His honey can move his body. He's got a universal. Krishna makes it go on here, a little finger. Not struggling also. Another shish. He creates this universe. So Krishna creates this universe at the same time, he is aloof from it. His energies are working. He himself is free from it. His energies. He's playing with this flute. But in the spiritual world, he is not out there working, building, construction work. His energy is working, different energies. Parasya Shakti, Vibhidhya Suyate. Parasya Shakti, Vibhidhya, different energies that are working under the direction of Krishna. Any questions? Because I can speak all night, no worries. Thus I was trained in our Krishna movement, trained to speak philosophy, trained to be a Vaishnava. I'm not a Tanti. So this is what I learned. So I'm good at it. I like to. I enjoy it. This is what I learned: meditation, cooking, singing, preaching. There's three things you need to know if you want to pursue spiritualism. You can feed people prasad. Nice, strong philosophy, and keep time. That's all, isn't it? Prabhatan, prasad, keep time. When people come here, we don't tell them so many things. We don't have this nice talk about everything. Bye bye. No prasad. No, we have prasad. So these three things we have to know. Progress, the nice temple, is when we can see so many books are going out, the book distribution. So you have to be a preacher. Preacher means one who can distribute books. It's not that we distribute books and learn to know what's in it. We have to know what's in it also. If I give you a slide and say, what's in it? I go to temple and find out. Then Google it. No, we have to know what's in it. So, these three things. Any questions? So today is Gita Jayanti. Everyone try to distribute some books. And to your friend, someone, if you can't find someone in the street, like I said, it's very difficult, so you can find someone who can accept. If they say, I already have, just give them another one to give them to someone. Like that. So you'll be blessed by Krishna to distribute books, like one or two, whatever. If no one takes it, just buy 10, keep it for your home. And some friend comes and your son's birthday or whatever, he gives it away. Something like that. So make an effort to get some books from the temple. Prashna. Chris Prashna, hey. Yes, honey, what is this?
Nothing.
This is one of the nice words that comes to the mind.
Yeah.
Because it's Gita Jayanti, and we are listening from the Yamaduta speaking. So there is one nice word. Bhagavad Gita, Kinchit Gita, Yanga Janda Kanika Pita, Sakuta Pina Murare Samacha, Kvete Tasme, Yameva Chacha. He says, Bhagavad Gita, Kinchit Gita. If every day you read a little bit Bhagavad Gita, Ganga Janda Kanika Pita, if you drink a little Ganga Janda every day, Sakruta Tina Murare Samacha. And if you serve Lord Krishna a little bit every day, create a state, at the time of death, you will have more to do with Yamaraj.
Sure. Really? Nice verse.
Thank you for the wonderful class.
Okay. No questions then? Prashant, we have to. Okay, thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.